there's a nugget in this for you. It says, most companies don't die because they're wrong. They die because they don't commit themselves. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, and that is a quote from a book called Only the Paranoid Survive. It says, most companies don't die because they're wrong. They die because they don't commit themselves. And I think there's so much for us in this, whether you're a business owner or you're interested in business or you're not at all. Most people, it's not that they don't reach their goals because they can't. They don't reach their goals only because they don't commit themselves. Because they see their compliance to their intentions as optional, as hinging on their mood or how their day went. If they had a tough day, they don't have to be committed. If they're tired, they don't have to be committed. And most people don't even have defined for themselves what commitment is. Or worse, they're confusing commitment with perfection. And any day that doesn't align with an opportunity for perfection is a justification to do nothing at all. Define what commitment looks like for you so that you have clarity and can distinguish between consistency and perfection. They're not the same thing. They're not the same thing. If we look at the most committed people in the world, they're not perfect. Perfect isn't even achievable. It's not even possible. It's an imagined ideal. And so many of you are only lacking commitment because you haven't taken the time to distinguish for yourself between commitment and perfectionism. This is something that I work with inside the consistency course with my clients. We have to be very clear on what commitment looks like for us in this season. And what commitment looks like for me in this season is very different from what commitment looks like for me in a season 5 years ago. And we have to, especially if we're people who identify as perfectionists or think we struggle with all or nothing thinking, we have to also differentiate for ourselves in this season, for our goals, the difference between commitment and perfection. Most people are not failing because they can't do it. They're failing because they aren't committed. And often they're not committed because they haven't differentiated between commitment and perfection, and they're letting themselves off the hook every time perfection isn't on the menu for the day. I'll see you tomorrow.